Were there other...
Well, another one I'm very proud of is in 1989-1990, the Villa Philbrook, the Philbrook Museum of Art was renovated, and I was involved very heavily in that process. That was fun doing the research and also knowing it was changed from a residence, obviously, to a museum, and there's different requirements. We had to make some handicapped accessible situations, and how do you do that in historic residence? So anyways, it was an interesting project. I was involved in the McBurney Mansion when it converted from a private residence to a law office. That was an interesting process. Of course, now it's evolved back to a private residence, but at that time it was a law office. One of my favorite projects, though, there's a family lodge outside of Radford, Pennsylvania, in a valley. You know, the oil industry started in Pennsylvania, and this family had this wonderful, wonderful log house, or lodge, actually, that then had about 23 or 24 family cottages that were built around it in this beautiful, beautiful valley. The family, over the years, had dissipated all over the country, and so eventually I thought the best use of it would be to convert it to a hotel operation. Anyway, I got to work on that for many years, and that was a lot of fun. We did a lot of wonderful projects up in Bradford.
What do you think was the key project for you in historic work? Because something then spun off to all these other plays that Doug Campbell knows what he's doing. Was there a certain project that kicked that off?
Well, I think Villa Philbrook was certainly a part of that.
When you say renovating, kind of
well,
what...
Well, for instance, there was a new addition put on the rotunda and a new exhibition hall and a new gift shop and educational space, library and so forth. Were built in 1989-1990. It changed the function. For instance, what had been the museum shop, which was the original kitchen in Villa Philbrook, became a gallery. So we had to design that and so forth. So it's a change in function in many cases because of the incorporation into the new wing.
And here is a structure that you were so taken with when you were 6 years old.
Six, seven, yeah.
And then be able to come back and do the work you did in that house.
Exactly.
Had to be quite a thrill for you.
I will say Myrna was extremely involved. And we lived down the street from Philbrook, so we were there all the time. And Myrna, my former wife, was president of the volunteer organization. She was president of the docents, so she was extremely involved. And then finally they said, you know, you're here all the time. Why don't we just put you on as event planner? So she became the event planner at Philbrook.
She had been a teacher, hadn't she?
Yes.